BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Part of the AWPG, Charlotte's Blood for New Hip Hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse clocking in for y'all on a Tuesday. High today is going to be right near 52. You're leaving out the house right now. Boy, it's cold outside, mama. 36 degrees right about now. And yeah, I'm back from the Thanksgiving holiday. I had an extra extended day because I'm off every Monday into the new year. All right, in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all. Say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Miss Jessica?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Ready to attack the day.
How was your holiday? I didn't get to ask you that.
My holiday was wonderful. We were talking about it yesterday. I got to spend some time with family and friends and just relax. So it was great.
What's up?
Yeah.
I ain't do too much work. This is all I did. Ate a little bit. I heard y'all was talking about leftovers too. When did y'all get rid of your leftovers?
I have the last little bit. I bought it in here. Brody asked me to bring it
in here.
Man,
ain't no way. Today, it's almost a week.
I have a little bit. It's not almost a week, Larry.
Today is Tuesday. Thanksgiving was Thursday. It's almost a week.
All right. But it's not a week yet.
It's close to it.
And Burby asked me to bring it in here, but then I remembered he doesn't eat sweet potatoes, and that's what it is. Sorry, Burp.
It's all good. I left mine in the refrigerator.
Yeah, I was in the madhouse. You still got leftovers too?
A little bit from my house and my parents' house.
I was in the madhouse with me this morning. Y'all said, what's up to comedian Burpin?
I say, good morning.
East side.
Good morning.
South side.
Good morning.
West side.
Good morning.
North side.
Good morning.
What up, Burp?
What's happening?
How you feeling in the morning, big dog?
I'm good, man. Welcome back.
I appreciate it, big dog.
To the house that's mad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All the time. For no reason.
I wouldn't say mad all the time.
Yeah.
That might be a little crazy.
All the time.
The last part of my nerve.
So you still got leftovers too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Because even, let me see. My wife cooked on, what's today, Tuesday? She cooked Sunday. Cooked again. A whole new meal.
Yeah.
We still had leftovers. Because when you have so much food, you don't want it. Mm. It's like you ate so much of it.
Right.
You don't want it no more.
You ain't going to take it nowhere. You ain't donate it, dedicate it,
right.
Like that.
Right. Mm. That's what happened.
Okay.
Well, we still got some though. Still got my mama rice pudding.
Saturday. Mine was gone Saturday.
Saturday.
Out of here. We back to eating pizza and popcorn. By Sunday. Pizza and popcorn by Sunday. Yes, it's over with.
Not pizza and popcorn.
Pizza and popcorn by Sunday. That's what we was eating. Dominoes. All right, man, we got an action-packed show for y'all today. We got tickets for you to check out the Winter Block Party going down this Thursday. And, of course, you already know we're going to put you inside the fabulously funny comedy show. All right, let's get it started this morning. Voice leaving. Pastor R.J. Davis.
Right?
Yeah, Nation Ford Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
I got hanging with him.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, the baby offset babysitter right there. And, of course, you know he's getting ready for the big Winter Block Party going down this Thursday. You're 2 days away. You still got a chance to get tickets, man. The tickets are moving crazy fast. This will be a sellout by Thursday. So definitely get your tickets today, like right now. Yeah, because it's going down 2 days away. Winter Block Party, the baby, Megan Thee Stallion, Rod Wave, Fetty Wap, Leighton Green, just to name a few. It's going to be crazy inside the Bojangles Coliseum on this Thursday. I can't wait. I'm super excited. And the closer we get, the more excited I get. I cannot wait till Thursday night, Bojangles Coliseum. Woo! It's going to be crazy. Speaking of being crazy, you know what it is. 6:07, 7 minutes out to 6 o'clock. We're talking about your madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
And the question of the day is being brought to you by the biggest New Year's Eve party in the Queen City. It's going down at Graham Street Station, 2016 North Graham Street. The Monarch Room, Scarlet, Halftime, The Garden. Doors open at 9, free till 11. It's hosted by Vanyetta and DJ Butterfingers. For more info, go to power98fm.com.
Madhouse question of the day. We want to know, what is your one hidden talent? Your secret talent. What is it? Me, myself, and I can fall asleep anywhere.
That's not a talent.
That's really not a secret talent.
Any given moment.
Yeah. That's not a talent.
Really? No, I'm just playing. I can read
I believe
music.
You, but it's not a talent.
I can read music.
Oh, for real?
Really?
I never knew that.
Really, Jessica?
Yes.
That's dope.
I can read
music. I used to be really good at it. Now, not so much, but yeah, I can read music.
I can read musical lyrics. Like, I can tell you what the song said. I put out the
Are
lyrics.
You talking about the words,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the same thing.
That's no, called reading.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Reading
bad.
Is
I mean, but it's mute. Okay, whatever. Whatever then.
What's yours, man?
I got a few. You know, I used to be a lifeguard. I can swim very well.
Right.
Hidden talents, Larry.
We know that.
Okay. I write poetry.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. I got a whole book of poems that I'm probably going to publish in the next month or two.
For real?
Straight real.
Oh, man. You got to bring one in one day so we can snap.
And I won in 19 blah, 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 blah. I won an oratorical contest for cash and scholarship money. Yeah, I guess I got a writing hidden talent, I guess. I don't know.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I do. You burp?
Yeah, I can play the drums very well.
For real?
Yeah.
I can see you.
I can see you
being hella extra on the drums. I really can see you doing that.
I can play. I love the drums, actually. I was going to... I played them all up through middle school, but then when I moved down here to North Carolina, I stopped because the school I went to was predominantly white.
Mm-hmm.
The school I came from was predominantly black, so the songs that we played were different.
Yeah.
So I stopped playing.
You know who else can play the drums really well?
Who?
My brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Bub?
Yeah, Bub can play the drums real well. Like, that's what he did. He was in the band in high school.
Yep.
And
I was in the band.
He can play every drum. He can play the snare, the bass,
yep.
Everything. He can play them all. He can play all the drums.
Yep. I play congos. I play trombone, the trombone.
Yeah.
I play all the drums. I love the drums.
Yeah. I ain't know that, bro.
I'm talking about the full set. I can play the full set very well.
Yeah.
Love it.
We got to bring something in there and let you do it.
Oh, yeah. I go off.
You probably be out there like them drum majors on the field.
Hey, why you playing? I used to want to be a drum major. Why you playing?
You making them faces. You know what? We're going to let you live out your old dream. We're going to go to one of these HBCUs and let Burpee be a drum
set
major
it up, baby.
For a day. That would be dope.
Set it up,
I
baby.
That would be dope.
I'd be drum major for a day.
All right, how do we tap in on this conversation?
Head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till... It's the Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
6:21 here in the Queen City. It's time for a Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Julia Roberts is hitting the road with one of our favorite people. The actress will be tagging along with our forever First Lady, Michelle Obama. She's going on her girls' education trip to the Vietnam this month. During the trip, the ladies will meet with local girls to talk about becoming the best that they can be through education. Their journey will begin on December 9th and end on December 14th. Some other celebrities will be tagging along. But shout out to them for that. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I
want
to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News
Quickie.
Tell that. Music from Bryson Tiller is called Don't here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Don't play with a dog.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what it is. Hashtag MHQOTD, the Madhouse question of the day. What are we talking about today, Miss Jessica?
We want to know what your hidden or secret talents are.
And I just heard one from DJ Shark. You got to come tell the people this one. You said your hidden talent is you do what? Play the saxophone?
Yeah.
Can y'all see Shark playing the saxophone?
That's all right. I can see Shark playing the saxophone.
I can't see Shark playing the
saxophone.
And I can
see him looking a woman dead in her eyes while he's playing it too.
Burpee on the drums. Burpee, let me get this. Burpee on the drums. Shark on the saxophone.
And Jessica being the composer.
And leading Jessica the composer.
But I learned how to read music by playing the violin.
I can see you playing the violin, yeah. Jessica. See, so y'all, all y'all are musically talented. I can't do none of that.
I can't read no music.
Yeah. I always wanted to play the piano, though. I wanted to learn how to play the
piano. Because you thought it was sexy. You thought it was sexy, perfect.
I think the piano is one of the sexiest instruments ever.
No, the saxophone, bro.
The saxophone.
Well, you play the piano and sing?
The piano, you sitting down. Do you understand how the saxophone works?
Yeah.
It's like you're holding a woman.
See what I mean, Larry? See what I mean?
Listen, though, you're comfortable.
Very awkward. This is very awkward. Because
you're comfortable. You're comfortable. And you're holding it to the side, and then you bend to the front.
Look, he's doing it.
Shark
gonna swivel when you play that saxophone.
Shark, do you have a saxophone?
No, it's been centuries since
I played. So if we brought a saxophone in here, you could play it, though?
Man, I'm not even serious to tell you a lie. Maybe so. It's been a long time. But
I want to see Burpee play the drums and Shark do the saxophone. I got to see this. I need to see it.
I used to want to lead a band. My dream was to just do 1, 2, 3. That was it. Bro, like when I was coming up, I just wanted 1, 2, 3, turn around and my band kick in. And I, man,
blow
I
that saxophone. Boy, you lay on that
thing. I used to want to, no lie, my goal when I was in middle school was to have my own go-go man.
I can see that from you too. You're gonna do that ugly dance and make that ugly face you make every time you dance.
I just needed the elective. That's the only reason.
But Jessica, I can really see Jessica playing the violin though. Like I can picture that.
Closing her eyes.
Yeah.
Hated that damn violin.
What's that song that started off with the violin again? All my life, KZ and JoJo. I see Jessica.
Hated that damn violin.
Jessica, how did they tap in on this conversation?
We actually owned the violin.
Oh. Yeah, we rented ours. No, we rented
it.
We got it.
It was my
discount.
Brother's. And
we couldn't afford
it down to me.
We couldn't afford no drum set, so I got one drumstick.
We was late all the time.
How do we tap in on the conversation?
At Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. And look, don't y'all be posting, because somebody already did it on my page. I can rap. Oh, no.
That might be a hidden talent for somebody.
First of all, it depends on who the person is.
This is not the way that you get your music played on the radio. You send it to Carolina.Street at Power 98 FM.
Shoot the shot.
The only hip-hop morning show is...
No. Smell the money. Run the streets. No limit keeps coming. Woo-hoo. I'm trending more.
All right, Trending Topic Tuesday being brought to you by, you already know, the Cheesecake Carousel. You a cheesecake lover? Listen, that authentic, delicious New York cheesecake you've been waiting for, they got it for you at the corner of Trader Tryon each Wednesday through Friday from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Flavors like strawberry and banana pudding with more cheesecake because they got it for you. Cheesecake is their world. Quality is their passion. Go check them out at the Cheesecake Carousel. All right, trending this morning. We're going to start off in Oklahoma. Well, this whole thing went viral when a cop went into Starbucks in Oklahoma City and they put pig on his receipt. Well, you know, the Oklahoma Police Department called out the Starbucks. Starbucks employee has been reprimanded. But the alleged daughter of the cop in question said they was right and that they were brave to put pig on a receipt because he is a racist. She tweeted this out and Instagrammed this out and said, "Hey, that's my dad. I'm glad y'all put this on the receipt. And I applaud the brave souls that had the audacity to do so because he is a pig. He is racist. Your own daughter gonna do this to you?" Your own daughter. All right. Also, trending this morning, we're going up to Chicago. Chi-Town, boy. Chi-Town. Y'all remember the police chief who was over the Jussie Smollett case, Mr. Eddie Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
How about he got fired yesterday?
I'm about right.
Had nothing to do with the Jussie Smollett case. He was set to retire at the end of the year. However, he has been relieved of his duties because back in October, he was found asleep at a stop sign. And when asked about the incident in question, he said that he had been taking medicine and that he fell asleep at a stop sign. Well, upon further investigation, they found out that Chief Eddie Johnson had been drinking and had a few drinks before he made it home, and they found alcohol in his system. So the mayor, Mayor Lightfoot, fired Chief Eddie Johnson. Ah, oh, damn.
It's against the law.
Right before the mayor got ready to retire, though, does he still get his retirement if he get fired? I don't know. Nope. Last but not least, trending this morning, if you stayed up and watched Monday Night Football last night, the Seattle Seahawks took on the Minnesota Vikings. Seattle did win the game. They scored a touchdown. David Moore scored a touchdown. And boy, they did the best rendition, one of the best renditions of New Edition you could ever see. The boys had that thing down, didn't they, Burpee? You saw the video.
I did. I saw it when it happened.
Them boys got it in.
Yeah.
They're calling it one of the best NFL touchdown celebrations this year. So if you want to see it, I'm going to post it on my Instagram story, and you can check it out. That's all I got trending this morning. Coming up inside the Madhouse, we're going to be hitting you off. We're going to be playing Shine. I mean, we're going to let you shine this morning. Charlotte's Plug is Pride 98.
Oh! Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah, yeah.
And find out more.
Hello, Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for Dewey Hip Hop and R&B. Today's tide's got to be right near 52, 36 degrees on your way out the house right now. Boy, it's cold out there, boy. Cold out there, mama. Coming up, we're going to let y'all shine.
This is WPEG, Gastonia, Charlotte, Concord, Rock Hill. It's Power 98's Winter Block Party, December 5th at Bojangles Coliseum. Starring DaBaby, Megan Thee Stallion, Betty Wap, Leighton Green, Tyler Yahweh, Cha Cha, Black Zep, Ruby Rose. Purchase your tickets at all Ticketmaster locations or online at power98fm.com. A Beasley Media Group station, Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
I got a question for y'all. Y'all ready for the Winter Block Party this Thursday?
Oh, you talking to us?
Yeah, I'm talking to y'all. Oh. I got a question for y'all. Y'all ready for the Winter Block Party Thursday?
Yeah.
2 days away, man. You got your outfit ready? What you wearing, Jessica?
I have no idea.
You don't know yet?
No.
Are you going to do something special or you just, you know what I mean?
I'm going to go enjoy this concert.
Y'all see shock over there.
Burpee, you got your outfit ready?
I don't know what I'm wearing yet, man.
Okay.
I do.
Shock, what you wearing, big dog?
That thing laid out. Old school style, boy.
you been waiting to drive it on him?
Boy, I'm ready. Hey, boy, listen. You know what they say? Hey, boy.
You got a crease in them jeans. That boy ready.
That thing ain't up to the
key. Hey, man, it's the whole
Shock, I don't want to see nail piece of your chest hair at this damn concert.
Church, I mean, Shock is good for showing some chest.
You already know. Shock got that Versace jacket. He got a new one waiting on y'all.
I got that Versace turtleneck.
Don't you
come in this hip hop concert with no turtleneck on.
What? Me and the baby brought it back.
You the baby and my daddy.
Yeah. Y'all get ready, man, Thursday. I hope you got your outfits ready.
Good for throwing on the turtleneck.
I hope you got the tickets ready. I hope you got your babysitter. It is going down.
Dripping.
Thursday. That's 2 days away. It is going to be crazy. Bojangles Coliseum. Calling it the Winter Block Party. Speaking of the baby, he's on this one with Chance the Rapper. Yep. And Made in Tokyo. Hot Shower. Charlotte's Plug is Pot 98. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Chris Brown gonna got you with that heat, 7:08, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. You know what time it is, time to let y'all shine. Your kid's doing well, your mama doing well. Shout out to yo, Daddy!
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, oh, yeah.
Get your shine on, get your shine on.
Trying to let shine.
I'm trying to let my kids, Aubrey and Caden, shine this morning.
And why is that?
Because they're awesome and I love them.
Aww.
Hey, children.
Power
98, you letting somebody shine?
Yes, sir. I want to shout out all my children because I got a bunch of them. But my daughter, Jhonae, she's in Winston-Salem State. She's a Zeta. She's doing great. I got two sons named Tamit. They're doing great. I got a son named Samaj. He's doing great in school. I want to shout out to my daughter, Sharia. She's doing great in school. And the most of all, I want to shout out to myself because I was one of them little young guys that was told you would never be nothing. But God said it was going to be something, and I did it.
God said you will be father.
I will shout you out. I want to shout you out, too, for the king of leaving it in there.
Be fruitful.
That's my boy, Tamik. Tamik, man, you know, I'm proud of you, man. Everything you're doing, man. Keep up the good work, though. I joke with you all the time, but I know where you came from, man. So keep doing your thing, big dog.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I'm at Power 98 Shine Like Pia, because when a block party is coming Thursday.
April, first of all, lady, while you were out, April called up here and gave a shout out to her daddy, Golden, just so that you know that happened. But April, are you going to the block party?
I'm with y'all. You know I got to work that day. I'm ready to get on that stage. Listen, please tell Megan to say I need to be on that stage when she do Ride With It. Because I'm a bop, 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 bop.
Oh, so she will be there.
So she said she got to work. Like, she working with us. That's what she mean by she got to work.
Okay,
so, April, you got your outfit ready, April?
I'm coming comfortable as I can be.
Okay.
I'm dancing all night long, all night.
Oh, Lord. I went from Lionel Richie to Megan.
You know what?
I cannot wait to see April.
I can't wait to see April either. April, we look forward to seeing you on Thursday, okay?
Yes, you already know. Like, have a great one.
Do you got the ticket already, though?
I don't need no ticket. I work
with Pop 98. Okay. Okay.
Every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Left.
Y'all know this.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
It is 7:19 here in the Queen City. Rihanna is doing some great things. She just got an award, and she is making music history. Got details about that coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News. Got an update about Princess Love and Ray J. And Lil Wayne has a new business venture. What is it?
Oh, you know what, Weezy F, baby.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Please say the baby gonna be doing. He starting a tattoo parlor.
Okay.
Yeah, Weezy, baby, tattoo parlor. Say the baby.
Dread hair oil.
Dread head oil. Mm-hmm. What kind of oils is it made from?
Beeswax.
Beeswax.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's it? Just beeswax?
Yep.
Okay. What's the name of it?
New Growth.
Okay. All right. Find out what Lil Wayne's new business venture is coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
And make sure that you're listening, because I got a chance for you to pick up tickets to our Power 98 Winter Block Party going down this Thursday. It's coming your way right after this. DJ Mustard and Roddy Rich is balling on Charlotte's Plug. What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, December 3rd, being brought to you by Walmart. I'm going to be hanging out at the Wilkinson Boulevard Walmart this Saturday as we continue to collect toys for the CMPD's Explorers Project. It's going down from 12 noon until 2 p.m. Bring your kids to take a picture with Santa. Log on to power98fm.com for all of those details. I'll see you out there. Congratulations to Rihanna on winning her first ever fashion award for her Fenty brand. She got the Urban Luxe Award for her Fenty luxury brand that was launched about 5 months ago. Now, Rihanna got an even sweeter surprise at the award ceremony when she was presented the award by one of her inspirations, Janet Jackson. You can check out that picture on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. She also just made musical history. The singer becomes the first Black woman to be on the Billboard's 200 chart for more than 200 weeks for her 2016 album, Anti. The album is multi-platinum and had the longest album hiatus for Rihanna. Congratulations to her. Princess Love says she doesn't want to be married to Ray J anymore, and it looks like Ray J might be calling her bluff. Nosy Neighbors caught up with him as he was boarding a flight at LAX, and his wedding ring was noticeably missing. Ray J and Prince's love had a big blow up in Vegas a couple of weeks ago, and it all played out on social media. They've been married for about 3 years. They have one child together and another one on the way. Lil Wayne is adding something new to his resume. The Young Money head honcho has just announced his own strain of weed. Weezy shared the news of his latest venture on his Instagram page. Now, here's the downside of the announcement if you live here in North Carolina. Weezy's strain of weed is only going to be available in California. Well, 2019 has been a heck of a year for Charmaine from Black Ink Crew Chicago. She is still mourning the death of her mother. She got married, and now the personality is expecting. She took to Instagram to share the news with her fans that her first child is due in March. She says, shout out to Mama Glenda. She was so excited the night before she unexpectedly passed away. She said, I still can't believe my baby is having a baby. I'll never forget those words. Congratulations to Charmaine and her husband. Happy birthday to little baby Tiffany Haddish, Trina, and Trina Braxton. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Power98WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. About to find out hashtag why Larry is mad. But before we do that, hit the other hashtag, hashtag MHQOTD, the Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Miss Jessica?
We want to know, what is your secret talent? Head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
And I said mine was that I actually write poetry. I got a whole book of poems that I never published, but I think I'm going to publish next year.
And I said that I can read music.
And I play the drums.
Give me something, Burpee. Give me something.
But
I thought you was at least going to beat on the desk. Since you, you beat on the desk all the time. Never mind.
Says the guy hitting the desk right now.
Never mind. Let's find out. You know what? Why Larry is mad, man. The hottest hashtag on Instagram.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind.
All right, Larry Mad today is being brought to you by, you know, our Secret Santa. We're going to be doing it real big, our second annual Secret Santa, as we broadcast live Thursday, which is this Thursday, December the 5th. We're going to be benefiting the kids at Levine's Children's Hospital. Get your heart open and get your checkbook ready, because it's definitely going down to help make the best Christmas ever. Presented by all our friends over there at Morris Jenkins, Offer Pad, and of course, the plug. We got it for you. All right, today Larry is mad at a lady on a flight. They didn't release her name. She was taking a flight from Pensacola, Florida, down to Miami, Florida. Now, the flight, you know, this flight is like from here maybe to Atlanta. So the flight probably is about 35 to 45 minute flight. The lady wanted a bigger seat on the plane. So guess what the lady did? Y'all ask me what the lady did. Just
Larry, what the lady did?
She faked a whole live illness. She faked a whole live illness. She done faked like she's terribly sick. Got them to divert the plane, turn back around, sit the plane down. And then finally, after almost 2 hours, after they done called medic, they done called the fire department, she finally tells them, oh, I'm okay. I just wanted a bigger seat. Lady, ma'am, don't you come on this plane. First of all, I don't need, like, to play at all on the plane. Because, you know, you come around playing on the plane with me, I'm going to holler, blah, 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 Akbar, Osama bin Laden. You get on a plane with me and play around, that's what I'm going to holler out, Burpee.
Why are you going to holler that out?
You know why. Because you want to play? You won't play? You won't play with the plane?
Your last flight.
Exactly. I don't understand why you
would
yell that out.
Never flagging.
Since you want to get on here, you want to fake an illness because you want a bigger seat? Okay, you want to play around the plane? Well, let's play then. I'ma play too then. I can't stand, but I am so glad I've never been on a flight where somebody acted up, because I might act up. Who ain't going to do nothing?
You.
Okay.
In the air.
I'm doing something. Because I got to get here safely, Burpee. You don't get on a plane playing around. The pilot got to be focused, and the flight attendants need to be focused. Don't you get on this plane playing around, especially for a short flight like Pensacola to Miami. You going to fake an illness because you wanted a bigger seat. Ma'am, you should have bought first class. If not, then sit your ass down in the economy and shut up. Get the hashtag, man. She got me mad this morning.
Who you gonna call?
Bada 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 Akbar. You know what that means?
No.
Tiki tiki boom. Whatever. 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. That's it right there, incognito. You know what time it is. It is time to get Burby's thoughts.
Okay, Larry, I know you mad every day at something, but I'm extremely upset. Let me say that.
You mad today?
I'm mad today, Larry. And you know what I'm mad at? I'm mad at these call centers. When you call the 800 number, you got to get something right, whether it's the bank or your cell phone, or you got to call the 800 number just to, you got to speak to somebody. I'm mad at how long it takes to actually get a person on the phone. Used to be back in the day, you hit zero and you go straight into it. Zero or nine, and you get straight to who? A representative. What's the first words you say, Larry, when you get on the phone? You call an 800 number. You don't even want to hear what they got to say.
Representative. That's zero, representative. Representative.
I'm so mad now because they got robots and they got voice confirmation now. Yes. Have you ever noticed that? And the voice confirmation be messing up. They say, well, if you would like to use the touch tone, hitting on the, I'm sorry, what was that? I didn't say nothing. It was the wind that went through from me breathing. And now they done started all the way over because you heard the wind go through the phone and you thought I said something. I went through the voice confirmation. I did the touch tone. I did everything. By the time I got to the actual representative, I wasn't even mad no more. I was just so excited. I ran a regular conversation about her family. I forgot what I called for. She got on the phone and said, hello, this is Amanda. How may I help you? I said, you know what, Amanda? I forgot. How's your date today? I don't even know what's going on. I'm sick of them. They're getting on my nerves. We need regular people back on the phone. Stop using robots to take our jobs, Larry. That's what I'm upset about.
You know what, Burpee?
Huh?
This happened to me the other day. I had to call Geico.
See?
And this happened to me. I was on the phone 40 damn minutes before I got to speak to somebody.
I called one time. She said, hello, this is Anita Conchita Morales. How can I help you today? I said, I didn't hit the language line. I hit one so I could speak to a regular representative.
I pressed one for English.
I hit one.
Representative.
I'm sick of it.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
Suckers call. It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folk got hit his no cap.
All right, 8:22 here in the Queen City. It's time for a Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Fat Joe is considering retirement. During a recent interview, he said, I think I'm retiring. It's time to give it up. I got mad at all of the other rappers who said that they're retiring and then came back. I'm a strong advocate against that. I've been flirting with it. I'm about 85% gone. He says part of the reason is he is considering retirement is to spend more time with his daughter. Fat Joe is going to release a new album this Friday. It's called Family Ties, and that potentially could be his last album. So if you're a Fat Joe fan, better cop it because it could be his last.
Thank you, Fat Joe.
Y'all care.
Don't do that. Don't do that, Larry.
You care.
Don't do that.
You care.
Fat Joe got hits.
Yeah, now you
right. Care about that.
I'm glad he retired. He going on to acting or something. He was a good actor in Night School.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Because he was in prison on the TV? You know what?
He did a thing, though. He did a thing.
I am sick of you today.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
Who the next best? Who the next best thing? Who gonna put on for the city? Who the next best thing? If you think you got some talent, are you the next best thing? Step on up. Do your thing. Step on up. Do your thing. Who the next? Who the next best thing? You the next best thing. Who the next best thing?
You know how it goes. We're going to drop the song. When you hear the song, you let us know. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade would you get a song? 570 WPEG. Here it is. It's called Radio Boom. Check it out. It's Pot 98. Lola Valera, the morning man, out Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We are rolling this side, the next big thing. Trying to find out if this Radio Boom by Jay Luciano and Sean Mills is the next big thing.
I'm just trying to see my shorty smile. I was in them streets, Rome said I was moving wild. So I had to settle down so I could feed my child. Slow down, we need to
slow down. We done came too far to go broke now. We was hungry on the corner when we broke down. But since we've been together, all we got is hope now. I miss you, girl. I hope I see you soon. I still got the letter you spray with your perfume. Yeah, and I'ma make it just stay in tune. Yeah.
And I can make that radio boom. Girl, it's been so long. And we done with it that long. And a man I see. And he ain't got shit.
All right, we're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it in wet letter gray.
Good morning. We're going to keep it. We're going to keep Baby Rick Ross. I give it a B.
What's going on, No Limit? Right, man. It's gravy up in New Hope, man. I'm going to give it an A, man. Hey, I'll rock with it. I like that.
Good morning. Hey, I'm going to keep that, man. I give it an A+. That's like some type of hallway type music right there.
Yeah, so the song get a, I want to say a B-, and the reason why I gave it a B- is because of the hook. The lyrics is on deck, though.
All right, 100%, 100%, 100% of the voters said keep it with an overall letter grade of a B-, or B+, A-. Jay Luciano, Sean Mills, Car Radio Boom. What the Madhouse thought about the song? Gonna let y'all know when we come back. It's Pie 98.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local.
I'm just trying to see my shorty smile. I was in them streets, Rome said I was moving wild. So I had to settle down so I could feed my child. Slow down, we need to slow down. We done came too far to go broke now. We was hungry on the corner when we broke down. But since we've been together, all we got is hope now. I miss you, girl, I hope I see you soon. I still got the letter you spray with your perfume. Yeah, and I'ma make it just stay in tune. Yeah,
and I can make that radio boom.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, the next big thing right there. Radio Boom, Jay Luciano features Sean Mills. 100% of the people said they wanted to keep it with an overall letter grade of an A-, B+. Miss Jessica, what you thought about the song?
I like the song, and I would give it a, I'd give it a A-, B.
Bert. B+.
I liked it. I thought the hook was catchy. It's one of those hooks that are staying in mind. I like the song. That's the R&B vibe now. Mm-hmm. So it fits.
Yeah.
The song fits. So I like it. I keep it. I give it a B.
All right. I agree with the people. I'll keep it. I give it an A minus. And the minus comes from the hook. I thought the hook was okay. I think one of the callers said this. I thought the hook was okay, but it just didn't bring it. It wasn't bad. The hook wasn't bad. Mm. It just didn't bring the song all the way home. And that's what the hook's supposed to do. Mm. But other than that, I thought the song was pretty dope. Mm. You know what I mean? I like his lyrics. I like what he was saying in it. And like you said, I think it goes with that whole, you know, the rap R&B vibe just going on right now. So, I would definitely keep it. Just, I don't know. It was just something about the hook that just didn't break it all the way home for me. But other than that, it was dope. How do we get on the next big thing, Jessica?
You send your clean, radio-ready version of your original song to carolina.street@power98fm.com. That's carolina.street@power98fm.com.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side. South side. East side. West side. This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
And right around the corner, man, we trying to put you in the big comedy show, the fabulously funny comedy show. Everybody's on this one. Country Wayne, Jess Hilarious, Mike Epps. We got tickets for that coming up. Inside of everybody's favorite game show, which is Black Smart. It's going to drop right around. Actually, we're not playing Black Smart. We're playing Jessica's game today.
Who's who?
It's on the way. It's Pot Out of
Eight. Litty, I love when it's hot. Turn to the city, I broke all the knots. Got some moments.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what it is. We playing Who's Ho. Jessica,
say
go
it
ahead.
Right. Say it right,
do
Larry.
Do your thing.
Say it. No, you say it right.
We playing Who's Ho.
Oh, man.
Barbie.
Who's Ho?
It's Who's Ho.
That's what we playing. Who's Ho?
Yeah, that.
There it is, Larry.
And what they got to do, Jess?
We are going to play a drop from a celebrity that has visited the Madhouse over the year. And you got to tell us who it is that's hoeing on this drop. You just got to listen to it and then just tell us who it is that's hoeing.
All right, here it is. I'm going to drop it right now. And y'all got to tell us what, Jessica?
Who the hoe belongs to?
That hoe belongs to...
Yeah.
Who it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here you go.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Who ho is this?
One more time.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Who ho is this?
Ooh, whoever that is, they can sing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. If you know whose ho that is.
I almost feel like that one is easy enough where we don't have to give no hint.
I feel like it is, too.
If you know who ho that is, who that ho belong to, 570-WPEG. If you get it correct, you go on to the fabulously funny comedy show. While you dialing, Minister Travis Scott, Charlotte's Plug is Power 98.
Like you never thought, baby, I'm in love. Go ahead, show me love. Like we never thought.
Yeah, I got you running.
Every time I give you some.
Yeah.
Can you tell me?
Who's ho?
Who's ho?
I want to know.
Who's ho?
Who's ho?
Who's ho? Ho, 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 ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
I bet you can't tell me who it is that.
Ho, ho, ho.
I bet you can't tell me who it is.
All right. We about to find out who this ho belonged to this morning. Good morning. Who is this on the phone line?
It's Nick.
What's up, Big Nick? How you
Hi,
doing?
Nick.
I'm good. How y'all doing?
All right, Nick, we're going to drop this hoe again, and you got to tell us this hoe belongs to, all right?
All right.
Here it is. I'm about to drop it right now, Nick.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Who ho is this? Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Who ho is this?
Go ahead, Nick. Tell us who that hoe belongs to.
That hoe belongs to the Hamiltones.
That hoe belongs to the Hamiltones.
You know your hoes.
You got that correct. And because you know the hoes out here in these streets, we are going to send you to the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival. It's going down. DC Young Fly, Country Wayne, Just Hilarious, Lavelle Crawford, Mike Epps, they all going to be there. And now you will also be in the building. Tell everybody what station hooked you up, homie.
Power 98.
No limit.
Oh. All right, man, you know how it goes down, man. The Madhouse question of the day, hashtag MHQOTD. What was what? Which was what today, Miss Jessica?
We asked you, what is your hidden or secret talent? You can chime in on my Instagram page. Renata Feaster says singing. Brianna Foster says she is exceptionally good at crocheting. Nyla Maid says budgeting, pay bills, clearing credit. She says it comes to her naturally. And then Kelly, 8145, says I beat bad kids very well.
Oh, all right. Okay. It's supposed to be a hidden talent, not
exactly.
Miss Bumble_B said I'm a loctician. I do my thing. And I'm also a dope singer and songwriter. Listen up_with_Chastity said she can sing and write music. Okay.
We're not playing nobody's song.
And Too Good to Be True said doing hair and crafting like t-shirts and cups. Okay, that's what's up.
Redbone828 said she can play the clarinet.
Oh, wow.
And Renata Feaster also said on mine the same thing, Jessica. But Jeff Varner on my page, he said, his secret talent is beating me in fantasy football. Hashtag hater, leave his Panthers alone.
Okay.
Don't be mad because we beat y'all.
And they did. Y'all did beat somebody. All right, man. You know the voicemail is always popping. 704-227-8780. Here's what they had to say on the voicemail.
Good morning. Good morning, Madhouse. This is your girl, Tan, out of Sparkle City. My hidden talent is attracting fools and babies. No lie. All of my life.
Not attracting fools and babies all your life. But which one you got right now, fool or baby, or one that's both? All right? You want to chime in on the Madhouse? You want to tap in on the Madhouse conversation of the day, the Madhouse question of the day? Just lock it in right around 6:05 each and every morning, and we play your responses back right around 9:20.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.